Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the AI world. This new large language model, DeepSeek R1, is causing a major stir, a real breakthrough.
Hold on. A Chinese AI research team dropped this bombshell while TikTok was temporarily banned? The timing is interesting, to say the least.
Right? It's like they planned it, but let's focus on the tech. Apparently, DeepSeek R1 goes toe-to-toe with OpenAI's GPT-3 on reasoning tasks, math, coding, science, you name it.
Okay, color me intrigued, but how does it actually work? Is it magic?
Not magic, but some clever techniques. First up, chain of thought. It's like asking the model to show its work. It explains its reasoning step by step, which makes it easier to spot and fix errors.
So it's like a student showing their work on a math test. Makes sense. What else?
Reinforcement learning. It's like a baby learning to walk. It stumbles around, tries different things, and learns what works best. DeepSeek uses this to optimize its policy, which is basically how it behaves.
Interesting. So it learns from its mistakes and gets better over time? Is that what the graph in the video shows?
Exactly. The graph demonstrates how DeepSeek's accuracy improves with training. It even surpasses GPT-3 eventually.
Wow, that's impressive. But I'm still wrapping my head around this policy optimization. It sounds complicated.
It is, involving complex equations and stuff. The gist is it compares old and new answers, minimizing policy changes while maximizing reward, like a delicate balancing act.
Got it. So it learns efficiently without needing constant corrections. What's the third trick?
Model distillation. DeepSeek is massive, requiring tons of computing power. So they use the big model to teach a smaller one, making it more accessible. Think of it like a master chef teaching a student.
Ah, so it's like creating a more compact, user-friendly version? Clever. But does the smaller model perform as well?
Surprisingly, yes, even better in some cases. They distill DeepSeek into models like Llama, and the results are pretty remarkable, outperforming GPT 3.5 and others on specific tasks.
That's amazing. So DeepSeek is powerful, efficient, and accessible. What's the catch?
Well, it's still new, so we need more research, but the potential is huge. Imagine smaller, more powerful LLMs available to everyone. The future of AI is looking bright. And that's it for today's Nutty Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.